This is KUT News 90.5. I'm Jerry Quijano. In case you haven't been tuned in to All Things Considered over the last week and a half, KUT's Becky Fogel has been breaking down the five races for seats on the Austin ISD Board of Trustees. These are four-year terms. You're bound to encounter lots of races on your ballot this election, no matter where you live, but we wanted to shine an extra bright light on these school board elections, and Becky is here to explain exactly why. Becky, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks, Jerry.
So you have spoken with eight of the nine people running to fill these five seats. One of the candidates is running unopposed. Tell me, what are the candidates focusing on this election season?
Okay, well, the candidates have a lot of priorities, but there's one thing I heard every single candidate say.
First off, the biggest opportunity is choosing a new superintendent.
Selecting another superintendent, which will be our fourth in just as many school years.
This new board will be the board that has to hire the next superintendent.
We have an opportunity to bring someone in who can actually help us fix our mess.
That was in order: Geronimo Rodriguez, then Andrew Gonzalez, who are running for District 6. And after that, you heard Roxanne Evans and then Candace Hunter, who are running for District 1.
Okay, so obviously people are very concerned with who is going to be leading the district into the future. Why is that so important to everyone?
The reason this is such a big deal for the district right now is that Austin ISD has an interim superintendent. So next year, the school board plans to hire a permanent one. I talked with David DeMatthews, who's an associate professor at UT's College of Education, about why hiring a superintendent is so crucial. He says it's especially important right now while districts face teacher shortages and are still rebounding from the pandemic.
5, 10 years from now, when we look back at what happened in different school districts, I think you're going to see that districts that had really stable and high quality superintendent leadership, which is related to school boards, that they were better able to deal with the challenges that the pandemic brought up, and they were able to provide a higher quality education.
It sounds like this election is really going to influence the future of Austin ISD, but maybe the city as a whole. And I was wondering, as somebody who does not have children of my own, why should I even care about who is running for these seats?
So that's a great question, Jerry. I also don't have kids. And so I actually asked Professor DeMatthews about that. And he says it might sound cliche, but the children are our future.
They're going to be the people that we're going to rely on as we get older to keep us safe and protect us and provide us with health care and to make political decisions. They're going to be voters. They're going to run for office. So, I mean, there is no better singular issue than public education in the United States.
And DeMatthews also points out that local races like these ones for the Austin ISD School Board, these are the ones that have the biggest impact on our daily lives.
Now, obviously, these school board races are going to affect Austin ISD directly, but it's not the only thing on the ballot that is going to affect the district, right?
That's right. It's a really big election for Austin ISD. They also have a $2.4 billion bond on the ballot. So this is the largest bond in school district history. Most of that money is going to be used to renovate and rebuild schools and fix major infrastructure issues. Think about, you know, air conditioning systems and plumbing systems that aren't working well. And all of the school board candidates have said they support the 2022 bond.
All righty. Well, that's Becky Fogel. She's KUT's education reporter. For more on the five seats up for election on the AISD board, you can read Becky's latest on our website, kut.org. Becky, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jerry.